Gracious eternal Father, our Lord and our God, we thank you this hour again. This is one thing that we can never do too much. We can never do too much of prayer, O God. We pray, dear Father, Lord, as we have come to your house this evening, Lord, that you be gracious to each and every one of us, O God. From the least person here, O God, to the greatest, O God, may you pass our way, O God. Have mercy upon our shortcomings. Have mercy upon our failure, O God. May nothing stand between us and you this evening, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your blessings, O God. Since Sunday when we left here, O God, grace has kept each and every one of us here and healthy, O God. Been with school people, you've been with business people, you've been with workers, O Father. Travelers, Lord, we thank you for journey mercy, O God. Thank you for the healings, O God, that you wrought in our lives, O God. We say, blessed be your name. We know, Father, until you are true with us, there is nothing that Satan will do, O Father, that will take us off here. While we still have our being, while you still have use of us here, O God, help us, O God, to surrender ourselves in better service to you, O God. May you continue to take care of our spiritual need, O God. Continue to take care of our physical need, O God. Continue to take care of our material and financial need, O God. No doubt, O God, we are needy, O God, and that's why we have come to your house. I believe, Lord Jesus, that we have not come to see man. Just pray, Father, that you will meet with each and every one of us, O God. As we open this word, Father, may you bless the word in our hearts, bless the mouth that will speak, and bless the ear that will hear your word, O God. Be with your children on the way. Those that will be connected tonight, may you bless them, O God. Father, those that be on their way, may you hasten their coming. When the hour of prayer will come, give us the grace, O God, to pray as we come and sing. Thank you, eternal Father. In all the nations of the world where your children are gathered in like manner, may you bless the gathering of your children. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good evening and welcome to church. Let's turn our Bible to the book of St. Luke. St. Luke chapter 7. And we'll start our reading from verse 1. It's a very familiar story, but we're trusting the Lord tonight to see how he's going to bless us from the story of this man. So now, when he had entered, that was Jesus Christ. Just want us to read it carefully. So now, when he had entered, when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. Another account of the Bible said he was coming from the Montessori, so I thought that was the one I was reading. He said, and a certain centurion's servant who was there unto him was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he will come and heal his servant. You might please be seated. Let me take verse 2 again. It says, and a certain centurion's servant. I want us to just mark the word here. Tonight, the text is the authority of God's word. Amen. The authority of God's word. Now, Brother Brown took this message twice. But along several faith messages that he preached, he made emphasis on it. Amen. That God's word is invaluable. You believe that? God's word is powerful. Amen. I think Apostle Paul also told us that it is quick, it is sharp than any two-edged sword. You believe that? Now, on Sunday, we had the message paradox. Amen. And paradox, just as we heard on Sunday, is something that is unbelievable, yet it is true. Something beyond human reasoning that can happen, but it can happen. Amen. Now, the word of God is another weapon that we can use. Amen. I know some people sometimes when they pray, they treat God, as the prophet said, they treat God like a dog. That when you send your dog and you carry a stone, if you train for those people, those that have dog and have well-trained dog, you carry a stone and you throw it. A smart dog will follow the veil of that stone. Yeah. So if you want him to get an attacker, you can use that same tactic and just release the stone that way, he faced that person. Some people do that. Now, that is the way we can also use the word of God to fight every battle. Amen. I know you look, but just what are we saying? There is also a scripture to that. But I don't want to get ahead of myself. We can send the word of God. Amen. You can speak the word of God and you send it and it will work for you. Amen. Now, I just want us to watch this centurion. Verse 2. It said, and there was a certain centurion. And the prophet, when he was taking this sermon, he said, a centurion is an army. An army man. And when you say centurion, the prophet said, well, maybe you say century. And you say 100 years. Maybe a man that has an 100 battalion. Amen. For those people that are into army, this is their language. You have 100 battalion or 20 battalion or 10, whatever battalion. You know? Now, this man had people under him that we can say subject. So, it was a man under authority. Amen. There was a time when Jesus began to preach. After he was 12 years, he went into the temple and he was explaining the Bible to old men with gems. And they look at him one time, they say, stop, you this boy. Which authority are you using to preach Bible? And they say, calm down, calm down. At a particular time again, they caught him, they said, we will deal with you, we will kill you. By what authority do you eat this man? He said, if you can tell me by what baptism John came, I will tell you what power I'm using to eat this man. Car, he look at them, or they look at him, they say, he's a very smart fellow. If we go with him this way, he will catch us. So they left him. But he always goes about as a man under authority. Amen. And Brother Bram said, that is how every child of God we are. You believe that? Now, that authority is not meant for only the preachers. As the prophet said, when Christ was going, he sent down his Holy Spirit. Not only that, he sent in the church apostles, prophet, pastor, teacher, evangelist. Amen. To continue in this work, the work of what? Authority. If there's an evil spirit anywhere, they can cast it out. You believe that? Jesus was not playing with words. If there is trouble anywhere, just find those people and let them enter the place. But the reason many times we are not blessed is we commonize the pastor, we commonize the minister. May God have mercy upon us. Now, may God help us get something from this lesson. This centurion, it was a man under authority. It's just like now, in my own office, if I say it, they burn you where don't carry it out. I said I'm just very merciful, as a very gentleman that I am. But if I want to go by the law of the office, and you, I say so. You don't do it, you will dance to the tune. I'm very quiet, they know me. But one letter I just write, you are dancing. That is how it is. You just send the word, the person is already defeated. Amen. Now that's what the man recognized. It was a certain, you know, his servant was sick. Now, and this servant was, I want us to catch something from that scripture. This servant was very loyal to the man. Amen. If not, this man would not leave his position to go and be looking for Jesus because of his servant. It was not his charge. Do you understand Bible? Let's look at our Bible again. A certain centurion servant who was dear unto him was what? Sick. It showed that that man has service of God very well. So, your God know if this boy died, my business will go down. Or, he has been very loyal to me. I don't want him to go like this. God must do something for him. Since Jesus is in the town, Jesus must do something for him. Amen. Can you be such that somebody say, no, this sister will not go like that. If you can just call the pastor, we know that the atmosphere will change now. Amen. Now, and the man was ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, who was that? This centurion. He sent unto him the elders. So the man can, with his influence, he can even call people. Call elders of the Jews, come. He called the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he will come and heal his servant. Say, go and talk to Jesus on my behalf, that they should come and heal my servant. Amen. Because I am a yoga. I can't just. So he was sending the people. And when they came, came to Jesus, they besought Jesus what? Instantly. You want that? Do you know sent you? General Sani Abacha. Something like that. That kind of a man. You want to die? They besought him saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this thing for. Jesus, somebody is looking for you. Do you know the kind of man that he is? He has built church for us. Let us, I'm not just, it is in your Bible. Now verse 5. When they met Jesus, I began to tell Jesus the kind of man that he was. They say, this man, he loveth our nation. He's a centurion, but he loves our nation. It's not the kind of wicked soldier that we have. This one is a different one. He loveth our nation, and not only that, he has built a synagogue for us.
Jesus will love that kind of
person. Amen. What have you done? Ask yourself. With the little that God has given you. I beg, no sleep. Put yourself in that picture. What have you done for the Lord? Then Jesus went with them. When he heard everything about this man, it's okay. It's a man under authority. Okay, let me go. Since he followed the people, some people would have said, Jesus, maybe because the man is rich. No. There was something to be done there. So he followed them. And why Jesus followed them? Going to pray, not for the man's child. I want us to get something. It is not the man's child. It was his servant. But look at his influence for Jesus to pray for his servant. Why Jesus was on the way to pray for his servant? This man, I believe it was the Holy Spirit working on both ways. Now, Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house of the man, the centurion sent his friend, go and meet Jesus and tell him, I am not worthy. Can you see that? No wonder the prophet said the right mental attitude towards any divine promises of God will bring every word of God to pass. He recognized that, yes, though I am a rich man, though I am a man under authority, I can command Jesus because we know when they get back to him. I can use my money by him. Is it not prayer? Just come and pray for my boy. I give you $10,000. If it's too small, I give you 30. If it's too small, I make it 100,000. Maybe he has it. But while he was in that, his thought, just thinking, would Jesus come? Then he said, I am not worthy that Jesus should enter my house. God. That in faith was already in action, walking. Look at verse 7. He said, wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come to thee, but I say, but what? Say in a word, just as you did here, as you are coming, Jesus, just stop. Don't come again to my house. Just say a word, and my servant will be well. Can we say hallelujah? You don't need to come to my house again. As you are coming, maybe you have just stopped wherever you are because I'm a sinful man. Just say a word and my servant is well. Amen. Because why? For I also, I am a man sent under what? Authority. When I say sure, everybody must at last. I know what I am. Except you don't know what who you are. Do you know who you are? Are you a son of God? Are you a daughter of God? You can speak a word, but say, when Satan pull you, you give him boo boo ba. Amen. Don't let Satan play with you like a cat. If you are lying, he play with you and he kill you. But when you know who you are and you stand in that position and you take authority, you can say a word to the devil and he begins to take his flee. He will not even get to you. You believe that? It's not story, it's the word of God. Amen. Now, he recognized that he was a man under authority, having under him soldiers. And I say unto one, go, and he go. Who is it that he will not go? And I say unto another one, come, and he come. And to my servant, do this, and he do it. When Jesus had this thing, amen, he marveled within himself. Oh, man. Hallelujah. And he told him about and said, Kai! He said to the people that follow him, I say unto you, I have not found faith like this. So great, not in Israel. There is something about Gentile people. And you are a Gentile. Do you know that? People say, the Jews, they are looking for a sign. But we Gentiles, we always look to the promise. But some of us, we are looking for a sign. He said, but the pastor, but the rap for me, in me, to me, love me. She be one need to proper about pray. Oh, where my she back up? Are you the proper? You are looking for sign. Are you a Jew? Proper say, what will I be putting my mind on a gift when I have the sure word of prophecy? This word of God is higher than any gift. Do you understand that? This word of God is a word of prophecy. Let's turn our Bible to the book of Psalm.
Psalms and chapter 107 verse 20. Now you can send the word of God as a missile. You can send the word of God and begin to go to, what did he say? He said he did what? He sent his word. And what did that word did? The word what? Healed them. And did what? Deliver them from their destruction. Who do you call God? Is it Buhari?
Lala.
Is it Tinubu? No, I tell you. If someone, when he says a thing, it will come to pass. Remember you had on Sunday, this word, it was framed by the spoken word of God. So when God says it, it must surely come to pass. It will come to pass in a season. It might not happen now. That was why when he spoke to Father Abraham, you are going to be father of nations. No matter the unbelief of Sarah, he can never stop that word of God. That is why, brothers, sisters, no matter your unbelief, he cannot stop whatever God has spoken over your life. You believe that? We are only just living a script. God's word is powerful. May God help us. Now, because of this time, I'm very conscious. Let's turn to the message, the authority of the word. The one preached 1953, June 02. 53, 06, 02. And paragraph 2, you can send the word of God. Now, brothers, faith doesn't look at any symptoms. Are you there? Faith doesn't see nothing but what? Victory. Faith has already appropriated it, and there is nothing else to be done. Do you understand what he's saying?
May God help us.
God help me. Faith, when faith is working, a miracle that I'm preaching this day, I cannot do anything. It is not in my power to heal any man. If any man come now, and any of us as the minister, we carry anointing oil and just anoint that man. What we are doing, we are fulfilling scripture. You see that man that come here, he was already healed. I don't know whether you understand that. That man was already healed. The only thing, we are just appropriating our own faith, and maybe there is a little faith in that man, in that office now. We join our faith with you to bring down what God has done many, many years ago. He paid it all. He paid for your healing. You believe that? He paid for your salvation. That boy, that girl, that child that don't want to hear the word of the Lord, go on your knees and send the word to them. You believe that? At the right one time, Brother Bram was only sharing a testimony, and they were on the dining table. Do you see that there is authority in the word? Why the prophet was sharing the testimony, and the prophet was telling how he got this courage, and he got this one, and everybody was looking. Maybe in their heart, they were thinking, could this be true? At the right say, Brother Bram, that is the truth. And nothing but the truth. But she was not there. You would have said, Atibai, you are telling lies. How do you know that is the truth? Show one belly. This is a woman that has already left where everybody is. There is a different realm from this physical. And where we enter into faith. Do you understand that? That is why Brother Bram says, faith will take no for an answer. Faith will not agree that I cannot. Faith will say, no, God has already done it. That was why when everything was going, Atibai said, that is the truth. Rebra said, you touch something.
Ask anything.
It was not William Bram at that time. It was God on the scene. He said, ask anything now, Atibai. Brother Bram that time was standing as a man under authority. Ask anything, I'll give it to you. And Atibai, look, what? What can I ask for, Brother B? Brother Bram said, look at your sister there. You can ask for healing. If that sister did not have God, I tell you, it is that day she will believe. See, Jesus come that her sister entered her. Oh, so you have just been staying with me in this house. The only opportunity that I have, you didn't give me. But she was not carnal. She was looking at Atibai that, why? We Atibai ask for something different. Atibai have been praying for that boy, for those boys rather. And perhaps, that is the way God's work. Perhaps say, when you are expecting something, God will give you an avenue to receive it. But it depends if you are waiting. You see that? That's why she said, Perhaps say, okay, you can ask for money. You are very poor. Remember the day you were even bringing something and I said, just take it back. He said, if not, that God said, I should take it. Ask for money now. I said, right, that money will fall down. Right, the thing did not click because they were in the same realm. Because money was not a problem. If the money comes, it will finish one day. She looked, she said, no, Brother Brown. I have for the salvation of my two boys. What did the prophet say? Did he say, God will give it to you? It was already under authority. He said, I give it to you. That's why Brother Brown said, when it is God on the move, you speak the word of God, it must surely come to pass. You believe God? Let me steer us a little bit now. We are all witnesses to Sister Okede Ronye. You believe that? You know she trusted God for baby. We all know that. No means to embarrass you, my sister. Maybe you're on the head listening. Just to steer the faith of the people. Now, there was a servant of God preaching that day in the convention. We are all witnesses. Is that correct? Was it Brother Joseph that gave that sister a baby? God bless you, Mama. It was who? It was just an avenue at that time. If you ask Brother Joseph, he will tell you, I didn't know when I said it. Go and read the prophet many times. That's what the prophet will say. Brother will say, I didn't know when I pronounced that on you. It was already in another realm at that time. That was why, when the inspiration came on Brother Joseph, he said, somebody is here. You are trusting God for a child. Stand to your feet. Was she the only one? They were 20 there. But that day was a day. You believe God? That day was a day. And here was a man that God had already appointed and he was under authority. You don't play with God when people are under that kind of atmosphere. He said, ask, how many do you want? He said, I want four. Sister, don't listen to the unbelievers that are telling you, you only have one. You will have the four. God doesn't joke with words. You think I don't know? God doesn't joke with words. If God say a thing, he will surely bring it to pass. It is God in the business. It is not man. It is God that is at stake. Believe God for your healing. Are you a believer tonight? In the message, thy house. Brother Bram said, what is it that is your need? Are you poor? And maybe you are trusting God to pay your house rent. It is nothing carnal to ask God. Brother Bram said, believe God that he will pay your house rent. You believe that? Flashback, Brother Joel. Psalms 107 and verse 20. He sent his word. I want us to go help us tonight that you catch that revelation. God did what? He sent his word. And what did the word do? The word healed them. You believe that? The word of God is power for healing. The word of God, it delivers. The word of God sets free. The word of God can deliver you from anything. Do you believe that? Who do you call God? Oh my, may God help us. God is still in the business of changing life. God is still in the business of changing circumstances. You might be out of your job. I don't care. I don't care. It is not too late for God to rewrite your story. You might have been through a lot of disappointment. It is not too late for God to rewrite your story. Because why? There is authority in the word of God. I challenge our faith tonight. The woman that had the unbelieving husband. Many go to rape because of the time. The woman that had an unbelieving husband. People say no doubt she had been praying. We have clouds of witness. No matter what we can be going through in our life now. People say just come on the same basis. You see God did it for somebody. You just say God, you did for this person. And this is the way I watch you. See, God has a pattern and he doesn't change his pattern. That is the secret if you can get from God. That God, when this sister came like this, and he did like this, and you did that. Now that sister was trusting God that God will convert her husband. Not that God, you will kill the man. Can we see where we are? She was not praying that God kill the man. No! If God should have killed you, where will you have been? Jesus should have killed you when you were a sinner. Yes! But you now, because he saved you, you are now a mother. You see, you have not been. May God have mercy. Let me leave that. If Jesus has saved you, if you really have the spirit of God in you, you will not be praying that he should kill the fellow man. You will pray that he should save the man. If possible, save a whole generation. The woman began to pray, God, save this my husband. Save this my husband. The condition of the husband didn't make her to disrespect him. She would have said, he's a drunkard. Every night he come home and just vomit and just do anyhow. You are a foolish man and this and... No, she didn't do that. She did as a wife she do. He said, bro, just make she stay there and die. We leave that for... Because this generation, we leave it for another time. They say, oh, you mean I should stay there and die? No, that's not what we are saying. I'm talking of somebody that is in another realm. Brother Bam said, always be positive. That's another code he gave up. He said, never you be negative in the message, the law, and the power of God. He said, always be positive. When you look at any situation, how are you seeing it? Are you looking at the bad side or you are looking at the good in every bad? She went on her knees and began to pray for the man. God, save this man. I know that he's not a son of the devil. I know it's your son. And she began to pray. And one day, God answered her prayer. Baba said there is power in prayer. You believe that? Baba said, and that is the greatest force. Do you know that prayer can even change the mind of God? Yeah, he did it in the life of Hezekiah. When the word of God came that Hezekiah, you are going to die, and the prophet came to give him the message, immediately the prophet was going, the Lord came back when Hezekiah turned his face to the wall. He said, give me another 15 years. God immediately, God sent the prophet back. Go and tell him, I've had this prayer. I tell you, God hears prayer. Oh yes, all those days that the woman was crying and weeping and languishing, God was hearing her prayer. God was seeing a sacrifice. God was seeing what the husband was doing. And he answered her. When the day finally came, with all the tests, we know the story. God saved the husband, not only the husband, with three others. Amen. Who do you call God? Look at Zacchaeus, the businessman. That is another one we can pay reference to. Rabbi said, no doubt the wife would have been praying all night that I believe this message of Jesus. But this is my husband. I don't know why I don't believe Malachi 4. Don't give up on that man. Don't give up on that child. Keep praying. Keep knocking. Keep asking until you see the result. May God help us in Jesus' name. Now let's have John chapter 14. John chapter 14 and verse 12. John chapter 14, verse 12. Maybe God help us on this.
He said, verily I say unto you.
This is Jesus Christ speaking. He that believeth on what? Me. The works that I do, shall he do what? Also. And greater works than this shall he what? Do, because what? I go to my Father. I believe we understand that. The next verse. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name. I know this is a very, very familiar text. But tonight, I want you to read it with understanding. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name. Brother Joseph will do it. What did he write there? That will I do. That the Father may be what? Glorified in the Son. Verse 14. If you shall ask anything in my word. Can you see God is giving us expo tonight? As you are coming tonight, if you shall ask anything in the name of what? Jesus Christ. What did he say? I will do it. Let's bow our head. Close your heart. If you shall ask anything in the name of Jesus Christ, he said, he will do it. What is it? It is an authority in the word of God. Remember, Abraham said, when you come, know what has brought you here. He sent his word and he healed them. And he delivered them from their destruction. We don't just come to the house of God for formality. When we come to the house of God, just like I tell my family, one word. You don't need too many words. One word from God is enough. I bless you. It's okay. If God can tell you that he has blessed you, you are the greatest person there is on earth. But every day we hear that word from the mighty word of God. But we don't believe it many times. Many times we read the Bible like we are reading newspaper. No wonder the prophet said that. Read the Bible as if, not even as if. Read the Bible like a love letter. Papa said, it's a love letter to you. It's a love letter to me. God is expressing his love to me. And he's telling you, he's telling me, there is power in my word. Don't be weary of asking. Don't be weary of knocking. Take the lesson of this centurion. Which kind of position are you? Brother said that man in his position, he recognized that God has still come to his rescue. Remember, he wasn't even asking the prayer for his own son. He was asking prayers for his servant that was to die. But I believe he believed in the ministry of Jesus Christ. That was why, with his influence, when he spoke to the, the Jews and sent message, go and talk to Jesus. With the kind of person that he was, they were able to go talk to Jesus. See, Jesus Christ, this man is not an ordinary man. He has built church for us. He has done this. He has done that. He's not any kind of a person. Oh, no doubt. Jesus looked and he loved the man. And he said, okay, I am coming to his house. Tell him I am coming to pray for his servant. And while Jesus was on the way, the man sent another message. Tell Jesus to stop. I am not a worthy man. Brother, sister, especially you that are at the altar. Brother Brown said, will you see yourself the way God is seeing you tonight? Tell him. Just how you are. Say, I am an unworthy person. Rabbi said, there's nobody worthy here among us. Even me that I'm speaking, I am not. He is the only worthy one. Every of our righteousness is perfectly right before him. If God will help us to see ourselves the way he sees us. One time, a prophet, mighty prophet Isaiah, he said, I am a man of unclean lips. I dwell among people of unclean lips. He said, God, touch my lips. But many times, Rabbi said, we want to tell God how big we are. We want to show him how righteous we are. God is not waiting to hear that. No! Take example from these two fellows. The publican that went to the temple to pray and that righteous man. Take example from those two people. Don't be like that righteous man. Rabbi said, and Bible say rather, he was counting his righteousness. I did this, I did that. Rabbi said, that is not the time. When you are praying, that is not the time to be telling God, God, I do this, I do that. No! Say, God, I am a sinner. You are the only right one. I am not even worthy to be in church tonight. I believe it is your mercy. The man that is in the club, or the man that is in that is drinking now, that is taking a bottle of beer. I am not better than that man. It is just your mercy to me, Lord. And Father, I thank you. Have mercy upon me. Let's take inventory for a little while. Confess your fault. The Bible says, confess your fault one to another and pray one for another. Because why? The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man, he availeth much. If two of you shall agree as touching anything, says the word of God, it shall be established. I want to tell you, those of you that were prayed for on Sunday, don't take that for a joke. When three of God's servants held their hand in agreement and they proclaimed blessing of God upon you, I tell you, believe that prayer. Believe that prayer. And so shall it be unto you. You have come again tonight. Lay your burdens before God. After you have confessed your faults to him, after you have confessed your sin, just like this centurion, say, I'm not worthy. He said, just speak the word. Tell him, God, just one word from you. I know that this is not Brother Joseph. I know that this is not the associate pastor or any of the ministers yet. But I know, Lord, if one word just from you, it will settle this doubt in my mind. Are you hurting between two opinions? Or are you still thinking, is God God? But God, you have been promising, you promised, but I've not seen it, brother, sister. Maybe you have not believed God. That was why I told our brother to flash John chapter 14. That if you shall ask anything in my name, when we come to church, we are not praying in the name of Babalawo. When the ministers are praying, they don't call Babalawo's name. Neither do they call Father, Son, Holy Ghost. They don't have any virtue. They are mentioning the name of Jesus Christ. If you believe that there is power in that name, I tell you, brother, sister, there is nothing that will hinder the blessings of God from you. Whether spiritual, whether physical, whether material. And now, why we change the sin of the Sabbath? Because I'm not ignorant of the devices of the devil. There was a word of God that went out on Sunday. And me, I'm very careful with words. Because there is power in words. Especially you parents, be careful the kind of words that you say to your children. Remember the quote that the Archbishop Pastor read for us about a young man who was courting a young sister? And the parents, they were telling the prophet that this our boy is filled with the Holy Ghost. But the Bible said, this boy, he's got something in him. God was not gracious. Extrained the life of the boy before the parents. Not only that, he extrained the life of the parent, the father's side, and the mother's side. I know sometimes people look and say, for Joseph, this thing that you are saying, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say there is demonic power. That is what I'm telling you. And the word of God is what can break it. Yes. Watch your family. In the name of Jesus, watch your family. If you have seen there is a pattern, I was talking to a young man. I tell him, I said, you better watch the way you are going. And that is why we parents, we need to be very careful the kind of life that we are living before our children. Are you a lazy father? All you do, you wake up of a morning, you are reading newspaper. Hey! That is not what God, we will come back to it, God helping us our next service. Don't you know that you are setting a pattern for your child? The boy will believe that that is the way every man should live. And you boy, especially those of you that are between your 20 years and 35 years, let us talk to one another. Watch your father. The kind of life that he lived, did he serve God's purpose? You say, for Joseph, this thing that you are talking, is it? Hey, I tell you, you better wake up now before it is too late. Because I know what I'm talking about. You have the opportunity to break every wrong pattern. Since you You have become a different person. You are not of the whole chain anymore. You can send the word of God in prayer. God, this is how my father, the way my father has been. This and this and this and this is how I know them to be. Lord, I don't want to be like that. Me that I'm talking to you, I have to fight a battle like that. That's what I'm telling you. People in my house, God, as I had on Sunday, they are moody people. Lord, I don't want to be moody. They have arrogant spirit. I don't want to be arrogant. They can be very calm in face, but if you touch them, if they blow like this, it's as if you set petrol on a petrol station on fire. Lord, I don't want that kind of nature. Everybody, they are seeing me like a good man, but I know myself. I tell you, you better break that. Because that thing, it can hinder you from many blessings of God. Is it everything that we know in church? No, sir. That is why when you go to your office, you put off that kind of attitude before your boss. People will never honor you. I tell you, they will look, rather than for me to employ this kind of person, I will employ another person. You are the one that is just shortchanging yourself. Sometimes you say, God, why is it? May God help us. Why is it that I am not receiving favor? And your word promised me, I must receive favor from you. I must receive favor from man. Watch it. Maybe there is something that you are doing that you are not supposed to be doing. You have to tell God, God, reveal it to me. I believe your word. Your word is weak. I believe your word is sharp. I believe your word is powerful. It can destroy every power of the enemy. It can destroy everything that you have not written about me. That is why I'm coming tonight, Lord. Your father drink, and beat your mother. You know that, brother. I'm talking to you. You, yes, you. I tell you, you better pray and tell God, I don't want to be that way. You say, for Joseph, brother, I'm in Malachi 4. I tell you, brother, that is not the saving way. If you are not careful, you will be the same way. I am telling you to do something to enter into that grace of God. Have the Holy Spirit in your soul. And not only that, tell God to deliver you from that wrong influence. Because Satan is very wicked. Satan is very smart. You need to talk to God. You need to cry, God, help me. You watch your mother. She's very lousy. She's very arrogant. You get. And you know that is not what the word of God say of a woman. That is not the quality of how a woman should be. You know that. But maybe you are confused and you are saying, God, this is the kind of marriage that I want to have. I'm talking to you that want to marry. Yes, you. And you are confused. And you have been praying to God. God is hearing your prayer. And you say, God, I don't want this kind of marriage. I tell you, God is hearing. There are wonderful brothers. Yes. God still got them. There are wonderful servants of God. There are wonderful sisters, brother. The one that will not be blood, water in your blood. Talk to God. Say, God, I don't want it. Hey, I pray that God will help us. God will open our hearts before it's too late, brother, sister. Lord, every wrong pattern in my life, every wrong pattern in my family, I want your word to destroy it, Lord. I want your word to break it. And since, Lord Jesus, I am your son, since I am your daughter, I'm coming the way that you have asked me to come. I have confessed my sins. I've been baptized. I don't want to stop there. I continue to Holy Ghost. Yes, that is my inheritance. I take it, Lord. And therefore, these things, Lord, I want them to live my life. Because I am seeing traces of family threat. I don't want it, God. Are you a slow, sluggish brother? I know what I mean. Are you very slow? And your sluggishness, it has cost you many things in your life. Look at your life now. You say, brother, Joseph, are you abusing me? No, I am not. I'm just praying that God will help you. And God will also help me. Check your life where you are now. God, is this where you want me to be? At every junction of our life, we must serve God's purpose. We must be where God wants us to be. God has promised us, and I believe His promise. You can never beg. I don't want to be a servant to my mate. Yes! It's not a bad prayer. Lord, as my mates are excelling, I want to be excelling. As my mates are doing well spiritually, I want to do well spiritually. Lord, as people are climbing heights daily, I want to climb heights daily. As people are doing wonderful things in your service, Shebi Igola Kansi, the centurion, he built a synagogue. Why can we not do that? Somebody here can build a conversion grant for this ministry. It's not a bad thing. But until God open our eyes, we will never see. May God open our hearts, Lord. Open our hearts to come out of all this chepe-chepe kind of thing, Lord. May we take faith and walk in faith and take you at your word, Lord. Call you on the scene for every promise that you have said. I will never beg for bread. I will never pray, God, help me, Lord Jesus. Help my family. Help my children. They will never beg for bread. By the grace of God, as the word of God still stands, and as the blood of Jesus is available on this earth, Lord, my children will not beg for bread. My family will not beg for bread. Nobody will molest them in the name of Jesus. Rather, they will give to nations. Yeah, that's the kind of prayer we should be praying. There is dignity in labor. Somebody look me and say, but just say, they do anyhow. Oh, so you want me to make a come beg you? I will not beg you. In the name of Jesus, I will not beg you. I will hustle and bleed and walk. If you like, make it cost me my reputation. Yes, as far as it's very legit. You that you are doing the one that is, well, interpret it to yourself. But you see where we are missing it. Many of us, we are just very carnally minded. And we are trying to claim spirituality. What kind of spirituality are you claiming? May God have mercy upon you. May God have mercy upon us. But yet, when you see those people prospering, when you see them doing fine, you begin to envy them. But you forget when the man was laboring and sweating it with God in prayer. Say, God, help me. This is my business. Lord, I don't understand the way this business is going. Yes, brother, send the word of God. God, maybe there are whatever it is that is fighting this business. Lord, I want you to intervene. I want them to sign a document for me, and it's taking them 2 years. That 2 years will hinder many increase that you should have gotten. Lord, intervene on that matter. I tell you, God, he answers prayer. If he touch the heart of men, I tell you, you that is trusting God for admission for your children, just only believe all things are possible. Only believe all things are possible. Since now that you have recognized there is a problem somewhere, the answer is on the way. Yes, that is one step to our answer. When you recognize certain things like, God, this is a problem. Yes, it shows that something is on the way. Don't just be in a hurry. Just believe God. Keep praying. Keep trusting. Keep testifying. Like the prophet said, he said, maybe you'll be like, what's that man? John Ryan. Keep testifying God's promise. Brother said, I pray for him, but the result did not come. Then he come in the next service, he said, man of God, you pray for me, but I didn't see anything. Brother said, but when you came, you told me that you believed me. Why are you questioning me now? He said, I believe. Brother said, okay, seeing that he was a Catholic, I told him, when you just leave this place, go and be testifying that by his stripes, I am he. By his stripes, I am he. By his stripes, I am he. People might say you are mad. Say, yes, thank you, I am mad. Abraham, when he was walking in faith, there is no name that people did not call him. But Abraham said, maybe he would have gone to the hospital and say, reserve a place for me. He was a man walking under an inspiration. He was walking under the anointing of faith. People will say all manner of things, but just you stay there. Believe God. Believe his servant. And his word will come to pass in your life. While we bring this section to a close, and we have our request all laid before God, we'll call the associate pastor to pray for us. Aside those that are at the altar, no doubt something brought you here, and many of us on our seat, while all heads are bowed and all eyes are closed, whatever is your request, just believe God. If you go to your home, maybe find grace to study that book of Psalm 107 and verse 20 again. He sent his word, and his word he led them, and delivered them from all of their destruction. God never leaves his children just without any grace. No, when he puts you on a mission, he's responsible for that mission. He cannot bring you this far, brother. He cannot bring you this far, sister, to leave you. So just believe God. Hold your request before him.
Gracious Father, we thank you for your word that we have just heard. Dear Lord, your word is powerful and is sharper than two-edged sword. And you have said it in your word that this word that is gone out of your mouth will never return back to you void, but to accomplish that which you please and prosper in the thing whereunto you have sent it. Lord, this word have identified needs, problems, difficulties, and things in the life of individuals. And Lord, it has also brought the assurance of the possibility, Lord, because there is authority that this word carries. Lord, you admire the faith of this centurion when he spoke to you, having the revelation to know who you are. We should even have greater revelation than the centurion, Lord, because we are under a better covenant. Lord, the message, O God, of the hour, which is, O God, the entire revelation of the Bible, O God of mercy. We also are compassed with abundance of testimonies and witnesses in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, in the ministry of the prophet. Lord, we thank you for all this. O God, for this hour, O God, needs are represented, some at the altar, hands are also up everywhere, Lord, representing one need or the other. Your word have told us that whosoever cometh unto me, you say, I will in no wise cast out. We know you don't play with words. You say what you mean, and you mean what you said. Lord, since your children have approached you tonight with their needs and their desires and their problems, dear God, and you have enough resources to meet every need, dear God of heaven, as they have asked, may they receive their Father. Oh God, whatsoever they desire, Lord Jesus, may be given unto them this evening. May the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, cement your faith in their heart that it is settled, O Jehovah God. May they accompany it, O living God, a testimony of your glory and of your mercy. Your word said, O God, when that woman was blessing you, he said, blessed is he that believeth, because there shall be a performer of the things that have been spoken. May there be a performer of your word in the life of your children. Let it be their Father. O God, when the hands will go down, may the request be cemented. Lord, when the people return back to their seat, may they go with joy and happiness and with divine assurance, O Father. May demons from the bottomless pit never be able to reverse any of these blessings. Grant it, eternal Father. Lord, from henceforth, let there be a testimony concerning every request tonight. Blessed be your wonderful name. We are grateful to you. Bless your servant you have used. May you strengthen and lift up the honor of his ministry. Be with us as we continue in the prayer session. Take the glory and the honor to yourself. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
God bless.
Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege, Lord, to go before you as mortals, Lord, and lay our burdens at your feet. We'll appreciate you for all that you do for us on a daily basis, every hour, every moment, both night and day. Your provisions of our needs, your protection over our lives. We thank you, O God, for, Lord, the roof over our head, clothes on our body, and the food to eat, water to drink. Thank you for your healing hands upon us. We bless your holy name for every blessing we receive from you every day. We are grateful to you. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, you have given unto us as our heritage in this generation. Lord, that can show us the path to go, that can direct us in the right direction. Lord, as the psalmist said, your word is a lamp unto my feet. Gracious Lord, we thank you very much. Lord, so that we cannot walk in darkness, we bless you. Thank you, Lord, for a sweet fellowship tonight. We are grateful to you. Every request that we have laid at your feet, Lord, from those that are written by individuals, Lord, and the ones that we have, the slide that we have gone through, Lord Jesus, it's not a formality, but it's your provided way. This is the way you have ordained that we should approach unto you, Lord, to present our needs unto you, to bring our bodies and to lay them at your feet. There are things we cannot do ourselves. There are problems we cannot solve ourselves. Lord, there are situations we cannot meet up to ourselves. Lord Jesus, but we know that you are the only one that nothing is impossible with. And we want to ask tonight, O living God, with all our heart, we have requests that we have brought in the time past and you have done for us and we have brought testimonies. So also, all these that we have laid again at your feet, we know they will also turn to testimonies. Give us such faith, Heavenly Father, never to doubt, never to waver. Your word said that he that wavereth, Lord, or that doubt or double-minded, is unstable in all his ways. This is such a person should not expect to get anything from you. Master, help us never to entertain any doubt or suggestion of the enemy, but to know that your word is forever settled. You are the one that made a promise, and you cannot go back on any of them. Therefore, that increase our faith. Take away doubt from us. Take away unbelief, Father. As we have committed them into you, unto your hand, O God, may we believe that they are ours already, Lord, and may we be in expectation for their full manifestation. Thank you, dear Father. Perfect the earth of every sick person, Lord, to the glory and the honor of your name. Lord Jesus, we pray, O God of heaven, for the belief that you comfort their heart, both the ones we know and the ones that we do not know. Have your way, Father. Lord, your servant, Radele, and your wife will be traveling tonight. Lord, to Canada, will you guide them safe journey? May they arrive there safely. Lord, and every other missionary on their feet, may you watch over your servants. Make use of them as a great channel of blessing to your people. Lord, when they return back, bring them back safely, Lord. The home they leave behind, may you watch over the same, Lord. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Lord, very soon when we dismiss, we go back to our homes. You brought us safely, take us back home safely. By whichever means, we will return back home. Give us a peaceful night rest. Be with us the rest of the week, O God. And Lord, when we'll be back here physically on Sunday, Lord, may we have a sweet fellowship again. The tape service on Friday may draw us closer to you. Thank you, King of Kings. We are grateful. Your servant, you have made yourself in this service. We pray you replenish him a little the honor of his ministry. Blessed be your wonderful name. Thank you for bringing your servant that went to Lagos back home. We are grateful to you. Thank you, King of Kings. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. We thank the Lord for the privilege again to be in church for another midweek prayer meeting. Shall we rise up on our feet? As we sing, is it 31 again? Yeah, 31. Standing on the promises.
Standing on the promises of Christ, my King, all through eternal ages, let us pray, see spring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Oh, standing on the promise, we are standing there. Promises of God, oh, standing on a promise that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fears assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God our Savior, standing, I am standing on the promises of God. Oh, standing on the promises I now can see. Perfect present blessing in the blood for me. Standing in the liberty where Christ makes free. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ my Savior, standing, I am standing on the promises of God. Oh, standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to him eternally by love, strong come, overcoming day with a spirit, it's war, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior, standing, I am standing on the promises of God.